here at Georgia State Volleyball. Coach, tough weekend, three matches, three defeats, had 2 5-setters in there thrown in also. What can you take from the overall experience of that, carry it on to the rest of the season?
We had some very high highs and then some low lows. But the good thing is everything that we saw this weekend, we can work to fix. A lot of it was on our side of the net, unforced errors, things that we can clean up. We are a very strong volleyball team and system, and we just have to continue to find our way passing and serving.
How do you get the team to move on from, you probably lost 3 matches row and won 3 matches in your career as a coach, but how do you get them to just put those 3 matches aside and kind of move on towards their next contest?
You know, it's the confidence of building and knowing that they're capable of doing it in pressure situations. That's the biggest thing. And that we have a really strong senior-led group, and, you know, getting them the ball in those crunch times is what we need to do.
Yeah, Eliza Zachary, I spoke with her earlier. She was named to the all-tournament team. Discuss what she did well over the weekend to receive that honor.
She worked really hard when the ball wasn't on her. So, for example, we call it off-ball movement. So someone's digging the ball. She's working really hard to get into position to hit. She worked hard to block and be disciplined in her blocking movements. And so it was her total game, her discipline, her leadership. All of those things really came together.
I also spoke Christina Stinson also. She had some strong matches as well. Looks like she's seeing some increased playing time as well. Just discuss her development over this offseason into now.
So she's becoming a more terminal hitter, and we saw that in our Fresno State match where she led us in kills, and just becoming a go-to player in that situation, playing 6 rotations. She's a lot more composure as a player, being a junior and understanding the game more, her IQ. So she's developed, and she has more room to grow, but it's exciting. She comes in every day ready to learn.
Okay, and lastly, you have Western Carolina tournament. You just had that one. You have another tournament coming up in North Carolina. No, it's the High Point. The High Point tournament, yeah. So you have 3 more matches in High Point, another non-conference tournament. Discuss the teams you're going to be facing and kind of what you're working on this week in practice.
To be honest, it's all our side. That's what we have to focus on. And so we're tightening up our defense, being able to execute consistently, working on pressure situations. All 3 teams are very strong teams that we're playing this weekend. They all have elite outsides, go-to players that can score 4 kills per set, which is a lot of kills. And so we have to be able to stop their go-to players.
Yeah, and this is my last thing. Would you tweak your rotation yet as far as putting your players in different positions, or are you still... Have you set your lineups that you think you're going to have kind of for the rest of the year? What's kind of the rotation looking like right now?
Well, it's exciting with 6 freshmen because as the game is slowing down for them, and they're catching up to the game, I should say, they're really making impacts in the lineup. And so it's continuing to develop their game while they're in, this crazy blender of the set. You know, when the rally's going on, there's so much to think about and do and so little time to react. So it's fun to watch our incoming players really make impacts on the court.
Well, you brought them up, the freshmen. Were one or two that kind of stood out for you, that you kind of like what you saw out there?
Definitely. And right now there are more role players. Anna Rentala, she has done a really nice job for us on the right side. She had limited practice last week, and so she's healthy again. So she's back in action. And Caitlin Dox coming in as a DS, and Crystal Lee as an outside. And so we're definitely getting more and more reps going on with our freshmen and having them more comfortable.